Turn in your Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 11 for study number 115 today, please. This 15-minute audio Bible study commentary is titled 1 Timothy Study 115 – Blessed Day. Our text verse is found in the same verse we've had for several weeks now, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Now let's pray. Father, give us divine wisdom today again. I pray, God, that you'd touch our lips, our mind, our heart, our soul. God, may we declare the whole counsel of God. May we not back up or bend over, God. I pray today we might stand straight, tall, and, Lord, that we might face, Lord, the facts of the Word of God head on. And I pray, God, that you'd help us now. Direct our mind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, this study will be number 115, and it will be the 16th study on verse 11 of the first chapter of 1 Timothy. We'll title this study today, Blessed Day. We want to continue on in our study on the word blessed in this verse. In our past three lessons, we've studied blessed persons. In this lesson, we will start a study on some things that are blessed. Things, not persons. God has blessed these things, and He wants us to honor them from our heart. If we do, we'll bless Him by doing so, and we will be blessed back in return. If we desire to bless God as much as He desires to bless us, our lives would be well beyond our expectation. The desire of my heart is to bless and please the Lord with all my heart and all my soul. Many times I attempt to do just that, but there are so many things that will divert my attention and keep me from staying where I started. It'll be a glorious time in the future when we'll be in His divine presence in a new body, and there will be no devil to hinder us, no world to poke us in the ribs, and we can just praise Him and praise Him and praise Him through the ceaseless ages. Now, the first thing I want to point out that God is blessed is found in Genesis chapter 2, verse number 3. Now, the first time the word blessed is mentioned is talking about Adam and Eve, but here is a theme. He said, on the seventh day, God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it He had rested from all His work which God created and made. God blessed the seventh day. The seventh day, according to our calendar, is Saturday. Saturday is the Old Testament Sabbath day that was deemed holy and set apart. We find this is a special day. We have a lot of special days. We call them holidays. We celebrate our holidays more than we celebrate the day that God is blessed even. The Sabbath is not a holiday, as many presume it to be, but a holy day to be used for God. The Sabbath was designed to be a day of rest and also a day of worship, both of which we all need. Now, we find a further reference which gives us more detail in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. He said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. In Genesis, we find that God sanctified the Sabbath. In Exodus, we find that God hallowed the Sabbath. We find now that God has blessed the Sabbath day, and He has hallowed the Sabbath day as well. The word sanctified means set apart. In other words, God set apart the Sabbath more than any other ordinary day. It was to be honored and used in a special way. The word hallowed means to make holy. So the Sabbath was to be a holy day as well. Now the word Sabbath is mentioned 116 times in the Bible. It's mentioned 61 times in the Old Testament and 55 times in the New Testament. The first mention of the word Sabbath is found in Exodus 16:23, and the last mention is Colossians 2:16. Many religions and many denominations still worship on the Old Testament Sabbath instead of on Sunday, which is the Lord's Day, as the church practices today and is taught by the Scriptures. Christians worship on Sunday and not the Sabbath. We'll discuss this reason in just a few moments. The Old Testament worship on Saturday or the Sabbath was under the law, and the law was to be kept by the Old Testament saints, primarily made up of the Jewish people. The law has not been destroyed, but it has been fulfilled. Matthew 5:17 said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Christ has fulfilled the law and opened up a new and living way. Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week, which is Sunday, not the Sabbath. We therefore worship on Sunday instead of the Old Testament Sabbath to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We will now discuss the reason Christians worship on Sunday instead of Saturday in more detail. Sunday is the first day of the week, as we all know. It is also the eighth day of the week, if you kept counting. In the Scriptures, the number eight stands for a new beginning. As an example, let us look at the books of the Bible, starting at Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. Now, if you'll notice, Ruth is the eighth book in the Bible. This book starts with a subject change that's entirely different from the past seven books. It's a new beginning, you see. Ruth is a Gentile, and she is accepted by Boaz, who was a Jew. It's a type of the church here and the grace of God. This is the type of the grace of God being ushered into the New Testament and the establishment of the New Testament church. There are eight scriptures that mention the phrase, the first day of the week, found in New Testament in the New Testament concerning the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We'll give you all eight of them and then comment on them. In Matthew chapter 28 in verse number 1, the Bible said, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher." In Mark chapter 16, in verse number 2, it says, "And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher at the rising of the sun." Now notice the phrase, "the first day of the week." Now Mark 16:9 gives us the third mention of that. "Now when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils." In Luke chapter 24, verse number 1, he said, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them." In John chapter 20 and verse number 1, we find the fifth reference. He said, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher." Then we have John chapter 20 and verse number 19. "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you." Reference number 6 of the first day of the week is found in Acts chapter 20 and verse number 7. "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight." Notice they had preaching on the first day of the week. Paul done some preaching, and he established the first day of the week as our worship day. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse number 2 for the eighth time that it's mentioned. It said, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. You see, Paul has established the first day of the week, Sunday that is, to worship and put your offerings in the offering plate. So we find that the new day has been ushered in, not the Sabbath, but the Lord's day. Now, we see that this phrase is mentioned by the writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Paul. We see this is the first day of the week we're talking about. These are five inspired writers who have given us this phrase. Now, the number five represents and stands for the grace of God. If you've ever studied numbers in the Scriptures, you know that. The number eight stands for new beginning. These five writers, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, gives us eight references of the new beginning. This goes along with the Scripture found in John chapter 1 and verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The Sabbath has been changed to the Lord's day by the Lord himself, because he rose on the first day of the week. Even though many will argue and plead their case about the Sabbath in our modern day and argue with the theology that I've given this morning, it does not change the fact of the Scriptures. There are a few facts that we know for sure according to the Scriptures we've just given. First, Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week, which is Sunday, not the Old Testament Sabbath, as many set aside for worship. Second, we find that the disciples met on the first day of the week, which is Sunday, to break bread in Acts chapter 20 and verse number 7. To break bread together is to fellowship one with another around the Word of God, which is a time of worship. Now, third, we are told to lay by in store as God hath prospered us on the first day of the week in 1 Corinthians 16:2, as we read. These references is telling us to give our tithes and offerings to the Lord on the first day of the week or Sunday when we meet for worship. Now, since Jesus arose from the dead on the third day, which was the first day of the week, the Lord's day was ushered in, and the Old Testament Sabbath was fulfilled. That wasn't destroyed, it was fulfilled. Therefore, every time we meet on Sunday, we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And if we don't have no resurrection, we have no hope. His resurrection has brought a new and living way, as we see in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 20. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Christ ushered in the New Testament, a Lord's day, as we worship, and not for us to worship on Sabbath anymore. Since I am on this subject, let me throw in an additional thought here to whet your appetite. Some people teach that Jesus was crucified on Friday and also buried that day, and then arose on Sunday. They celebrate Friday as Good Friday and Sunday as Easter Sunday. This is an error. We know that Jesus was in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights and arose on the third day. If he was buried on Friday and rose on Sunday morning, early, as the Bible says, how could he have been in the grave 3 days and three nights? This is error of the Scriptures taught by some. We know the facts are that he was in the grave 3 days and three nights, and that he did rise on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, which is Sunday. You do the math, friend. If Friday is the day of his burial, he could not have been in the grave 3 days and three nights. Many will say that Sunday worship is just the teachings of the New Testament church leaders. It is the teachings of the New Testament church, but it's taught by the Bible and the Lord Jesus Christ himself. The Sabbath is a blessed day. And that's what the subject of this thought and lesson is. Under the law, as we have seen from the Scriptures, and the Lord's day is the blessed day of the New Testament in the day of grace we're living in today. I trust that this study, number 115, has been a blessed sermon and a blessed lesson to you and has helped you in your spiritual life. I pray that you have a blessed day. Amen and amen. Praise God.